From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the election to independent Alexander Van der Bellen. Van der Bellen spoke to reporters.
I think it is not an exaggeration if I say that today we see a red, white, red, you know, the flag of Austria, a red, white, red signal of hope and change. A red, white, red signal today goes from Austria to all the capitals of the European Union.
Hofer campaigned on an anti-immigrant Eurosceptic platform. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says he is resigning after voters Sunday turned down a constitutional change that would have cut Italy's bureaucracy and made the country more competitive. He conceded defeat after exit polls showed his proposal losing by a margin of about 60-40%. His opponents were hoping to tap into populist anti-European Union sentiment that has been gaining ground in Europe. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the very last moment. The Syrian army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death, but the rebels say they will not leave even though their top commander has been wounded. Pro-government forces attacking neighboring areas in Idlib province killed a number of people. Aleppo shook throughout the day as fighters loyal to the government of President Bashar al-Assad attacked opposition communities to the east of the city, capturing a number of them. This is VOA News.